recognize any of them, and I believe that's our ring.
I know, Miss Lum, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, John M. Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, so far, all that Lum and Abner know about Mr. B.J. Webster is that he arrived in Pine Ridge about a week ago, and since then has looked at a few pieces of property and taken a sample of the spring water on Grandpappy Spears' farm. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Lum is just entering.
Come in. Oh, howdy, Lum. You back already?
My name is Abner, you know what? That Mr. Webster's calling a big meeting tonight. He's going to have all the business leaders in town at it.
He is? Tonight, huh?
Yes, sir. Walt Bates, Ezra Thiestrunk, Caleb Weehunt, and some others are going to it, I know.
Well, what's the meeting all about?
Well, nobody seems to know.
Hmm.
Has any calls came in for me from Mr. Webster or his secretaries?
No. Miss Barton called up to order some groceries, but that's all.
That's curious. The other fellas, they done got their invites already.
Well, maybe he ain't aiming to invite you, Lum.
Well, he's inviting all the big business leaders, ain't he?
Yeah. Leastway, that's what you said.
Do you know a bigger business leader in town than me?
Well, it's Walt Bates, Ezra Thiestrunk, Caleb Weehunt.
Abner, you don't have to go into such details.
Well, you asked me a question.
You don't have to answer every question you hear, neither. You're too nosy, that's your trouble.
Huh?
But I can't ask a question around here, but what you think, you got to jump up and answer it.
Well, I'm sorrowful if I've done something wrong. I never aim to.
Well, just be more careful in the future.
All right, I'll try.
Whenever you do give an answer, leastways, try to get it right.
Didn't I get it right?
No, you never. Leastways, you never give the answer I had in mind.
Well, would you mind repeating a question? Let me have another try at it.
I ain't going to do it.
Well, how do you expect me to get the right answer if you don't even let me know what the question is?
Abner, just forget it.
All them queer programs on the radio, they always repeat the question for you. Even give you a little hint to sort of help you along.
Abner, I told you to forget it.
No hints, huh?
Point of this whole thing is that I'm just as big a business leader as every one fella in this town.
Was that the question?
Yes.
The answer is no.
Oh, is that so? Well, who's bigger?
Walt Bates, Ezra Thiestrunk, Caleb...
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Mind out what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
You just wait and see who'll be the one that'll get up and make a lot of meeting.
Ulysses S. Quincy?
No, sir. It won't be one of them three. You just named neither. It'll be somebody right in this store.
Oh, Lum, I couldn't study up no subjects, you
know? I ain't talking about you. I mean me.
Well, you ain't been invited to the meeting.
I will be, though, I think.
Huh?
You can't hold a big business leaders meeting in Pine Ridge without me. I hate to cast compliments right in my own face, but there's them that says I'm the leadingest leader they ever seen.
Who's them?
Them who?
Them that says about you.
Abner, what's your grammar there? It ain't who's them, it's who's they.
Well, who's they?
Why, they's, see now. Would you mind repeating that question?
Well, I just... Oh, but I believe I forget myself what it is now.
For pity's sakes. You got both of us mixed up, neither one of us know what we're saying no more.
Well, you reckon the answer is the same as that other?
What other?
Walt Bates, Ezra Thiestrunk, Caleb...
Abner, stop saying that. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing them names.
What names? Walt Bates and Ezra...
Abner, will you hush up? You're just asking for a whop on the head. That's what you're doing.
I ain't no such a thing. I'm just trying to get along with you. Bogus, I never seen anybody as taking my life as you are today, Lum. Jump on me the least little thing I say.
Well, I'm sorrowful, Abner, if I acted that way. I'm just sort of nervous and jumpy.
Well, it's all right.
Meant no harm.
Well, I know that you're just upset because you never got an invite to that meeting. That's the trouble.
What do you mean I never got an invite?
Well, you never.
No, but I will. Now, I'll tell you one thing. When they do call out here, they're going to have to do a right smart of begging to get me to go to their old meeting.
Oh.
I mean, like them other fellers, jump at every little thing that comes their way.
You mean that...
Sitting around waiting for an invite.
You won't even go to the meeting if they do call you?
Oh, I'll go eventually.
Oh.
I have to. They'll put the pressures on me.
The pressure.
Yeah. They know good and well they wouldn't get no place without me there.
Huh.
But I'll throw a few scares into them first.
How are you going to scare them, Mom?
Oh.
Go away and put a sheet on yourself and go to the meet and make them think you're a ghost.
No, no.
That's a good way.
Act like I ain't interested. That'll scare them.
It will, huh?
Act like I can't find time for their little old no-count meeting.
Oh, boy, I bet they'd be scared.
And I know something else. When they call up, I'm going to have you answer the phone. Make out like you're my secretary and stenographer.
Well, I don't know how to stenog or nothing like that, Long.
It's easy. Just make it sound like I'm a hard man to get to.
Oh.
I'll tell you what to say and how to act.
Well, I might forget it, though, Long.
Oh, ain't nothing to it. Just pick up the phone and say, hello, Mr. L. Edwards, Justice of the Peace and Business Secretary or Private Secretary talking. Mr. Edwards is in a conference and can't see nobody.
I'm supposed to say all that?
Yeah. Try it over once.
Yeah. Hello, Private L. Edwards talking to a business executive in a conference and can't see nothing.
Nothing. Nobody.
Okay. I thought that it can't see nothing or nobody, neither one.
No, no. You're getting it all wrong.
Huh?
What you're supposed to say... Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we better boil it down to just one fast hello and let it go at that.
Well, I can get it. Just tell me what to say. I'll say it wrong.
No, it's better this way. Safer. The main thing for you to do is concentrate on sounding cold.
Cold? Sort of rattle my teeth when I talk, huh?
No, no, not that kind of cold. I mean, have a cold altitude towards everybody.
Huh?
Make whoever you talk to feel as uncomfortable as you can.
Oh, get them cold, huh?
Yeah, you gotta learn how to stare at folks to where they feel like they made a mistake ever coming in there in the first place.
I got to stare at them over the telephone?
No, no, you just gotta make your voice sound that way.
Well, I was going to say, I got pretty good eyes, but not that good. I can't stare over the telephone with them. Oh, well, I can stare, but I don't think the folks on here, they ain't could see me. What else do you want me to do?
Well, I'll tell you what else when the time comes. You've got enough to practice on there, if you're.
Yeah, I better be practicing if they see. Stare at my voice and say hello. Hello? Hello?
That ain't no good.
Huh?
You sound too friendly there.
Hello?
No, no.
Hello?
That's better.
Yeah.
But practice for yourself, Edwards.
Oh.
Edry Seastrom. Now, what kind of a businessman is he?
Edry? Oh, he's a good businessman, Mom. He's always been a big success. Made money, got his home over there all paid for.
That's enough. Don't start telling me what a wonderful man he is.
I'm never really
interested in hearing him.
Well,
what about Caleb Wehise?
Caleb?
No big businessman.
He's got his blacksmith shop over there. In fact, says he's fixing automobiles, too, on the side sorter. Raised a big family, sent them all to school. He's got
money. Yeah, but what about
thing.
Walt Bates? He ain't no big businessman.
Walt, with the defense plant over there... Why, he's over there working day and night. That
what are you trying to do? Start an argument with me?
I ain't arguing. You just asked me about what kind of businessman them fellas was.
Didn't mean for you to talk all day long on
Walt's
preaching their funeral to hear you talk.
I weren't preaching nothing. I was just telling you about Walt over there and his defense plan.
I never heard so many nice things said about three no-count fellas in my life.
Now, Long, them fellas ain't no-count, you know it. They're three of your best friends.
Are you sure nobody called up for me today?
Not a soul.
Jeez, I can't understand that.
Huh?
The day's wearing on, too. But I reckon ain't nothing to do with just wait.
Wait?
I know one thing, though. I ain't going to call them.
Well, what did they want you to call them for, Long?
Well, I don't know. I never said they did.
Oh.
But if they want L. Edwards, they got to come to him.
They have, huh?
Yeah, I'll just sit here and wait them out. I don't care if it takes all summer. I'll do it.
That's a time. Don't let them buffalo you.
Show them a thing or two.
That's good for you. That's
sir,
something,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir. I'll show them. Thing is getting late, ain't it?
Yeah, a little. It is.
You know, maybe Mr. Webster or his secretary knows our ring here.
Well, they must. They called up over here that day. They thought you was a barber.
That's right, Annie.
Yeah, they called.
Of course, they might have forgot it by now.
Yeah, they might have. I doubt it, though.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Evan, it'd be a shame if they'd been trying to call me all this time. The lines have been all jammed up.
Jammed up?
Yeah, maybe we ought to just sort of call over there.
Well, the lines ain't jammed up, Long.
Well, you never can tell about them things. No use taking a chance. Get on the phone there.
All right. I don't know what to say, Tom, though. Just hello, that's as far as I know.
I'll tell you what to say. Main thing is not to sound anxious or interested, even.
Wait a minute. Hello? This Mr. Webster? This is Abner Peabody. Just a minute. Now, what did I say, Long?
Well, just sort of hint around about the meeting somewhere now.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Webster? You having a meeting tonight? You have? Well, I've been here all day. Why, sure. Yes, sir. Just a minute. Yeah, he's had one on. Now, what do I say?
Well, bring up my name somewhere. There'll be subtitles of it.
Yeah. Hello? Well, can Lob come to it?
Oh, my goodness. You're running. Don't say that. Not for goodness sake.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, that'll be fine. All right, sir. Goodbye.
What do you say? Can I go?
I don't know. He's going to call back. He has to check with the committee first.
The committee? Who's that?
Oh, nobody.
Well, it must be somebody. Who is it?
Me and Walt Bates and Ezra C. Stark and Caleb Weehawk.